And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to another episode of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge life has its twists, its turns, its ups, its downs, its uh-ohs and oh shits, but that's not stopping us. On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and tactical tips to take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. I'm your host, Richard Otey, and I'm here with Steve Ulsher. Hello, Steve, and Mary Goulet.
Hello, Richard.
How are you?
Good.
And it's interesting. I was saying at the break there how sometimes when we're doing this, even though we record on a Thursday, mm-hmm. and Steve's doing a What Is Your What Wednesday, Mary's doing a Soulful Sunday, I'm doing Move It Forward Monday, we don't necessarily do a ton of pre-production talking to each other about what we're going to be talking mm-hmm. about, because we want to keep it organic and flowing. And it fascinates me, though, how almost every single time we're on the same subject, you know,
or at least
not necessarily the same subject, but it's very synergistic and complementary for sure. And on this episode of What Is Your What, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is sometimes when you're trying to move it forward, you actually have to take a step back. Mm. As Stephen Covey would say, sharpen the saw, or use the Richieism, which one of friends of ours actually says something similar. But I'm going to say, the only thing wrong with going in the wrong direction, or the only thing worse than going in the wrong direction mm-hmm. is going in the wrong direction enthusiastically.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just stop, take a look at what's going on and see. So Mary, with your Soulful Sunday, that silence is a huge piece of that, right? Just mm-hmm. being able to stop and see what's going on. And sometimes that even happens in our conversations, right? We talked about that even with talking someone into a sale and talking them right back out of the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I'll give a little story. It'll seem a little off at first, but you'll get it. So after Thanksgiving, we went up to Palm Springs, took the kiddo, and Trish had found this really cool vacation type resort thing. It was all part of they were going to try to get us to do a timeshare.
Oh, okay.
And so...
did you do it?
No, good. We did not do it. Don't have time to take vacations anyway. But at one point in it, Trish was getting a little frustrated with some of the stuff going on. You know, it's a resort and spa, and you know what's going on. Like, why are we not getting it? Okay, let's stop for a second and let's not make it be about us and what's happening. If we're going to get the most out of this, like sometimes it's looking as a fly on the wall at what's really going on. So. And you can actually get out of the circumstance and not feel it. So in this case, here we are, like, why is there not a restaurant? Why is there not even a spa? Well, when you looked at the event from when you stopped and slowed down and looked at it, you're like, holy crap, I get exactly what's going on here. This has nothing to do with me. They're not ignoring me or not trying to make it special for me. This is the location where they pump everyone through. Like, the restaurant isn't here because all the timeshare tables are where the restaurant would be. Mm. The spa's not here because, you know, more timeshare stuff. So point being in this, that seemed like it was going a different direction, is there are times when we're taking things personally. And we're thinking we're not getting the treatment we should be receiving, when really we're not just taking a step back and realizing this is just, we're dealing with someone who's just doing what they've always done. They don't see anything different. They don't see they're not treating you the way you want to be treated. They don't see that you're trying to enjoy this resort as an actual resort and not buy a timeshare to get to the next vacation to finally enjoy it. You want to enjoy this one. So one of the things I wanted to ask you guys is, when you feel like you're just caught up, you're moving forward, you're type A-ing out, right? You're just writing, you're calling people, you're trying to make sales. What is the one thing that gets you to stop long enough to have that silence? Steve, you said you don't meditate. Like, is there anything that stops you, or do you have to hit a brick wall to stop.
Yeah, for me, it's a challenge. I mean, there's no doubt it's a challenge. And I was actually really struggling with this recently, is just for 2017, what do I actually want to do from a business perspective? Because time can just simply fly by, and before you know it, it'll be the end of this next year. Right. And so that's been the struggle for me. And I think it's really the sort of the switch, if you will, where I can, it's on and then turn it off. How do I turn it off? I think it becomes more of a realization for me that I'm like a chicken just running around with my head cut off, and that it's not serving me well. And so I have to be much more aware and much more deliberate about what I choose to do with my time, which for me then almost always boils down to goals and objectives. And if I know, and I can do this for years on end, if I know I don't have defined goals or objectives, I'll just do anything. Mm-hmm. And so it hits me, the switch goes off, we're like, you don't have any goal or objective in writing at all for what you want to do in this next quarter, this next 6 months, this next year, whatever it might be. And that's usually when it hits me. And that's usually when I'll hit the switch and then I'll have to take a step back.
Mm-hmm. For me, I mean, I do what I need to do work-wise, you know, real estate. I have definitely, I enjoy that part. But I've been asking myself, okay, what do I do that makes me feel really good? So I look at it as, how do I want to feel every day when I wake up? And this coming here, even to this new studio, I don't know if there's some kind of just a different energy here. Mm. I love the other studio, but here I could be here 8 hours a day, 5 days a week with no problem.
The light, we have windows,
right?
I think maybe that's part of it.
But they're always shades
are
down.
Are dark. I don't
but
know about
it. I want to at this time of my life develop who I am from that standpoint of how I want to feel. I want to be happy. Nobody yells at me in radio. Nobody yells at me when I speak or write mm-hmm. books. Mm-hmm. And I like that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I blossomed. So
yeah.
I need to keep my other two legs of my stool, my three-legged stool, humming along. Mm-hmm. But this third
that being
leg,
the real estate and real estate vacation. And,
exactly. Yeah. Those two are good. And I get awesome in there. But this is really my soulful work and why I'm here. So
when you both hit those spots and you know it's, you know, you need to take that step back, is there some particular technique that you use to help you? Like, so when you saw the calendar with the 4 months that you didn't fill in and you knew you wanted to, like, is that kind of when it,
yeah,
it pushes you in gear? Or?
Yeah, for me, it's exactly that. It's when I realize how much time has gone by. It's like, and I don't know if it's just being sort of in the state of oblivion or whatever it might be, but I can go in that mode for extended periods of time and then I come out of it and then it's like, Jiminy, we've got way too much time that has gone under the bridge here that we've got to be more productive.
Right. So today is December 1st.
Yep.
And you could write December on the top calendar.
I can't. And
January, February, March.
Yeah, it's true. And now
could.
I can do that. That's how I'll use the next 4 months on my double month stacked
whiteboard.
And
I think the attitude that a lot of people aren't working for the month of December going into holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
I like to dig deep.
Yeah. Good
well,
stuff, Richie.
Here we are. We already have come to an end, a conclusion to another episode of Move It Forward Monday. And I'd like to offer you guys to wherever you're at right now, take a step back, look anew, and remember, it's not wishy-washy if you made a decision in the first place. It's changing your mind. There's time. You can change your mind. Yeah. Start anew, take a step back, and keep moving it forward. Until next week.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.